Welcome to Reaching Out Ministries. We would like to thank you for joining us for this week's program with Pastor Dave Waldner as he continues to preach the gospel. We invite you to listen to the Word of God presented in word and in song.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry your future, for I know what Jesus said. Today I walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't try to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining, there no tears will dim the eyes. At the end tomorrow I don't try to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. But I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Listen to what's going on in the Middle East. Forgotten already? It's happening. It's going to speed up. Psalm chapter 83 is being fulfilled in front of our eyes. The other day I heard Netanyahu say, here's an interesting one. We gotta fight the Amalekites. Where are the Amalekites? They've been a generation of people all the way from the beginning, mixed with demonic blood, a lot of them. And they exist today. For Benjamin Netanyahu said to tell us we have to fight the Amalekites, he must know something. Where are they? They're scattered throughout the Middle East. When you study the Old Testament, there was Agag, there was Haman, there was the guy who thought he could get away with maybe killing King Saul, and he got hacked to pieces by David. I don't know if it was him or if he saw him being killed. They found the Dead Sea Scrolls, and there the name for Agag was Magog. Very interesting. Where's Magog? up north, and I believe scattered throughout everywhere. So we are coming to a time where all those things are coming together. We can see it on the news, unless you don't want to hear the news anymore. If you pay a little bit of attention, you can study it to a certain degree of depth, because there are teachers out there who have been studying it. But in 1947, 49, nations came around against Israel. 1967, the Israelis simply pushed them all out. In 1973, they tried again as nations. Now they're using proxies. What is a proxy? I guess we all know what a proxy is. There's nations that use certain types of people to fight Israel. They know how powerful Israel is, and they're not going to dare fight them. So they send proxies like Hamas, like the Hezbollah, like Syria, like Yemen. That's proxies. Yemen is a nation, but it's full of warlords. So they use it for proxies. Guess who's supporting them? Iran, Russians, America. They're using proxies. Everybody is fighting these wars. There'll be wars and rumors of wars, but it's all coming to a close. We might even see it yet, the worst of it, before we go home to be with the Lord. Well, in Isaiah 17, verse 1, the burden of Damascus, that's the capital of Syria, who are being used as proxies. Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city. It shall be a ruinous heap. So they may use nuclear weapons. So watch what's going to happen next. It says in verse 14, behold, at evening tide, trouble, and before the morning, he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us. Those nations want the oil of Israel. They want the natural gas. They want everything Israel has, and they want to annihilate the Jew, because the Jew has to go first. Then we're next. But it's not going to happen that way. I listen to certain Christians, they got it all planned out of what Bill Gates is going to do, this guy is going to do. I tell them, those guys aren't coming to first base. They're trying, they're threatening, but they'll do nothing. They will maybe make a little trouble, but as far as they being the big guys of this world, forget it. God is going to destroy it. Now listen to Psalm chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Oh, it's in here. We can see that when we listen to Trudeau. Hallelujah. He's such an idiot. Anybody who likes that guy loves idiots. I laugh at him. You know, when they ask him a question, he goes to a different subject, repeats it over and over himself, just like a stupid kid. Well, he's running out of time. He's running out of people that support him. So he's running away from the real issue. The kings of this earth set themselves. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. So they're trying. What do they want? Saying, let us break their bands asunder. They're trying to say there is no God. They're trying desperately by bringing in abortion, saying there is no God, evolution, all of those things. But for some reason, they can't run away from their conscience. I wonder where that comes from. That's a God part in them, unless there's Nephilim amongst them, and they have absolutely no God fear, and we can see it in some of those rulers that are ruling the world today. Let us break their bands asunder, cast away their cords from us, and he that sits in heaven shall do what? He shall laugh at their feeble attempts, because he created everything. He created them. How can you escape him? The Lord shall have them in derision. They shall be confused, which when you watch the news today, the confusion is unbelievable. When CNN reports something, it's nothing but lies. Total lies. They got a narrative that they tell people, and they stick to that regardless how they lie and how foolish it looks. So watch that stuff, and you'll see how God slowly withdraws from them. Psalm chapter 2 and verse 5, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. One part says his fury will come up in his face. That's going to happen. I will declare the decree. The Lord said unto me, thou art my son, and this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for a thine inheritance, and the uppermost parts of the earth for thy possession. That is for us too. We're part of that. We're his sons, brothers, and sisters. He begotten the Lord Jesus Christ, and Christ put us into that family. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Why do they hate Christians so much? I sometimes enjoy street preachers. Those young girls, they are so stupid sometimes. I could look at them and say, why don't you go home and attach yourself to your mother's breast a little while longer yet? That's how stupid they are. And some of those guys, they're vicious, they're mean, they try to be macho and stupid at the same time. It's almost hilarious to watch them. The other day I was watching them and I was thinking, I would tell them, if it wouldn't be for hell, I couldn't care two bits about you. And that's it. I wouldn't even talk to them. That's how dumb and stupid they are. But there's a hell that's waiting for those young people. There's a hell where they will fry forever and ever and ever. And God has given us the commandment, go and preach the word. For what? For what reason do we preach that word? So that they will not go into that place where God has prepared for the devil and his angels. God told us to do that regardless, even if they kill us. That's how serious this situation is. Even if his own people get crucified upside down, they get burned at the stake, they get killed, they get torn from bits to bits. But God says, go do it, because that's how important it is. They hear the message. because the place that is prepared for them is terrible beyond comparison. It says, He has given us the upper part of the earth for your possession. Thou shalt break them with what? With a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. If they think they're getting away from it, listen to those two scriptures. A rod of iron, and they will be broken. That's not a fairy tale. That's going to come to pass. People need to understand that. And we're coming closer and closer and closer. And it says, as you see the day approaching, look up for those who love me. Look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Why is your redemption drawing nigh? For those that look for him. Because he knows what's going to happen here in those last terrible 7 years. And it's not going to be a picnic. And the rest is even worse. So be wise. In Psalm chapter 2 in verse 10, be wise now, therefore, you, O you kings. He's talking to the leaders. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. It is telling you, kiss his feet, or else he's going to be angry at you. That's awful when God's anger is poured out. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those that put their trust in him. You're blessed. God doesn't say that just because he wants to put something in here. He says you're blessed. Why does he say that? He knows what's waiting for them that reject him. So he's telling the judges of the earth, he's telling the kings of the earth, be wise. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Like, how much of a warning can God give people? Can he give them more than that? Instead of just killing them, he warns them so that they will turn to him, so they will not have to feel the wrath of God. And what is the wrath of God? I'll explain it to you how it'll end up for those who try to kill Israel right now. Never mind the lake of fire. For those who come against Israel, there is coming a time when it'll come to a head, when the nations of the world, Gog and Magog, Zechariah writes about it. I read it from the New Living Testament. And the Lord will send them a plague on all the nations that fight against Jerusalem. Their people will become like walking corpses, their flesh rotting away. Their eyes will rot in their sockets. Their tongues will rot in their mouth. On that day, they will be terrified, stricken by the Lord in great panic, and they will fight their neighbors hand to hand. They will start killing each other. Does that sound familiar? That happened all the time in the Old Testament. They would turn against one another, kill each other. One time during the night, one angel killed 180,000 soldiers by just flying over them. And here he says, before they come even up against Jerusalem, in the mountains of Israel, their flesh will rot away while they stand. Their tongues and their mouth and their eyes will rot away. It's going to be horrible. That sounds like a nuclear weapon to me. Hailstones the size of 100 pounds will come to simply annihilate them all. There's not going to be any protection. 1/6 of them will manage to stay alive, and they will be at home taking care of their children. By the grace of God, they're not out in the battlefield. So this is what's happening. It says in Exodus, look at this, Exodus chapter 17, verse 14. After the victory, God, Moses, was fighting the Amalekites. You know, when they had their hands up, when Moses had his hands up, and they kept them up by two people holding them up, and they fought the Amalekites there. That was way in the beginning when they walked in the desert. And while Moses' hands were up, Israel was winning. When they were down, the Amalekites were winning. But in the end, the Amalekites were killed. It says, but here's what's going to happen to them. Those demon people that are scattered amongst the people of this earth. Write this down on a scroll as a permanent reminder and read it aloud to Joshua after the victory. I will erase the memory of Amalek from under heaven. He will erase his memory. One of these days, these demon people will be erased and they will disappear. Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, he said, they have raised their fist against the Lord's throne. They have raised, they've come against God's throne. So now the Lord will be at war with Amalek from how long? From generation to generation, till it's over. We still got them amongst us. They're there. They're destroying people. They're lying to the people. They're killing people. Who on earth can put a baby into an oven and turn it on high? Who can do that? You got to be a Nephilim. Who can rape a woman when she's already dead? You gotta be a demon to do that. That happened in the last couple of months with Hamas. It's awful what went on over there. First they killed them and then they raped them. You gotta be totally out of your mind or you gotta be totally demonized to do something like that. But God is going to take care of them. So this is what's going to happen. It's going to come to an end in those situations. We need to hold on to the Lord. It says in one scripture, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, especially as you see the day approaching. Why is that? Because as you see the day approaching, it's going to get worse and worse and worse, and we need to encourage one another. But for those of you who know Jesus, those who have turned their heart to the Lord, they will be under His protection. The Bible says if He saved us, when we were dead in trespasses and sin, how much more when we're alive? He's going to be our keeper. There's no place to hide. You can't go to the Rocky Mountains and go into a cave and close it up and hopefully nobody find you. You can't move to Texas or Venezuela or any of those places. The only safe place to hide is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So turn your heart to him. Give him your life. You will never, ever regret that. Hallelujah. Let the Lord open your heart today and make you a blessing.
The blood that Jesus shed for me upon the cross of Calvary, it flowed down from his hands and feet and stained the stones that lay upon the ground.
It's still the same today. The blood that never lost its power. Wash the vilest sinner clean. It's still the same. It's still the same today.
The thief that hung beside the Lord cried unto him, remember me. The Savior looked at him and said, today with me in paradise you'll be.
Thank you for your prayers and support as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. If you would like to get in touch with us here at Reaching Out Ministries, you can write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. That's Reaching Out Ministries at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Reaching Out Ministries, for all our services. For the music on this program, you can also write to us for more information, or you can follow the Wellman Family Singers on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and all other platforms. Thank you for your support. May God richly bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
A precious jewel, Lord, to thee.